are at least two things to know about Zimbabweans. The first is that they have an immoderate attachment to their land, and no wonder. Anyone who has seen the spring red blush of Musasa woodland at the beginning of the rains, or felt the crackle-hot wind of a low-veld summer afternoon, or absorbed the scents of sweet potato and marigold as dusk settles over the bush, will know that theirs is a soul-snagging land. Of course, such an attachment to land comes at a price. For it and over it, there will be wars and revolutions. And the inevitable loss of land by the vanquished or the politically unlucky will be so unendurable that the unmoored people will end up true ghosts, souls in search of soil.